Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning with a horse. Hey, good morning. Today, the 25th of January, 2023, 7:05 in the morning, and good morning to Liam.
Good morning.
Hey, the news are... News 24 hours a day is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Liam, how you doing?
I'm good. I went to bed early, so I woke up not groggy, but now I'm getting groggy. So
just pump down that coffee,
buddy. Drinking the coffee.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if I moved last night. I mean, I woke up. I felt great this morning. I feel great this morning.
I woke up randomly at 3 a.m. so thirsty.
This is really strange. Do you wake up at 3 a.m. very often?
Yeah. Thirsty. Always thirsty.
I wake up at 3 to 3.05, 3.10. I mean, on a regular basis. Yeah. And I'm thinking, is a train going by, mm-hmm. an exceptionally loud train? But no. And and then I go back to sleep like that. Yeah. Thirsty. That could be it.
I don't know. I woke up, and then I was like, wow, I need some water. So I grabbed my cup, and I waddled down the hallway.
Linda has two glasses of water next to the bed, which she drinks.
I used to do that, but I learned that if you do that, your cat in the middle of the night will knock the water on your bed. So I don't do it anymore. So it just there's a whole host of problems.
We don't have that problem.
imagine being in like the deepest, most comfortable sleep of your life, and then bam. Water all over your face.
The cat just comes up and just says, this doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've given me something to play with.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Hey, what's the...
The weather?
We missed a big day yesterday, and National Popcorn Day.
Was it National Popcorn Day?
Wow. You know, popcorn's been around a long time. They've seen petroglyphs or the... of corn popping back with the Mayans.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But it didn't really take off until this guy invented the corn popping machine, and it literally was on like a cart, and he would wheel it around sell it. And then it got into the theaters back during the Depression. Mm-hmm. And the ones who had popcorn machines had a much higher percentage of making it during the Depression than the ones that didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
People like their popcorn at the movies, even though it probably is. I mean, it's a real gut bomb.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, popcorn. So what's the weather look like?
Yeah, so we're going to be seeing a high of 64 today, a low of 45 tonight. We're going to be in the mid to high 60s through Friday, and then we're going to see a low of 58 on Saturday and a chance of rain on Sunday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Good. We need more rain. We need another good couple weeks of rain.
Yeah. It's only
not all
possibly
just at one time.
It's only possibly going to rain Saturday night and Sunday.
Okay.
But I've heard.
Crossing our fingers.
Yeah, I've heard that it might be supposed to rain like come February 5th.
Oh.
So I don't know. Oh. We'll see what happens.
Night after the crab feed.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business. It's a veteran-owned business that treats their customers very, very well. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have several deals for people. Cost of propane, as you know, has gone up, as has natural gas. Well, Shasta Gas Propane will work with you. You give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay, yesterday, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors went big, and... on a couple of things. The Dominion voting machines, as you know, have been questioned throughout the country. There's never been, well, least not Shasta County, has it been seen that there's been any problems with the Dominion voting machines. However, the County Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 to terminate the county's contract with Dominion Voting Systems after next month's special election in the city of Shasta Lake. There will be the first of 40 California counties that use Dominion in the November 2022 election to drop the voting system. And this is an article out of the Record Searchlight by David Benda. We should call it just the Record Benda. No offense to anybody else, but Benda's got a lot of stories out there. It appears that, they had a long debate on the machines. Kathy Darlin Allen says there's nothing wrong with those machines. When we do recounts, you know, we do 1% recounts, there's never been a problem. But Chris Kelstrom, Kevin Cry, and Patrick Jones voted to terminate the machines against the advice of acting CEO Patrick Minturn. And Minturn said it was going to cost the county at least $1 million to bring in a new electronic voting system and train employees on it. I don't know why it would cost $1 million. I'm sure that they've got the figures there for that. They said that, you know, you can't put a price tag on voter trust. That the Dominion is the same system that tabulated the votes from elections that ushered them into office and was also used to count the votes in the recall of former Supervisor Leonard Modi. Mary Rickert and Tim Garman voted no. Garman voted no because he said that he needs more information, including more specifics on the cost. We have a right to the people to do our due diligence. I've seen Garman make statements like this before and other things too. The supervisors directed staff to cancel the agreement, and people who spoke in support of terminating the contract called for an audit of past elections, specifically last June's primary, where four people running against the establishment or the incumbents all lost, and they lost big, if I remember right. Anyway, they voted to do that. And it was kind of a tense exchange between Kathy Darlin Allen, who feels like, you know, you don't trust me. I've done everything here I'm supposed to. We've made the counts. We've made the recounts, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Other things that happened at the and there's more to the story. If you want to get into it, you can pick up the Record Searchlight. But that pretty much hit. Now, there's two other voting systems that the California Secretary of State's office certified, the HART and the ESNS. I have no idea anything about them. Now, speaking of the Board of Supervisors, the new board supports Wind River's casino's move to the I-5. Mary Rickert cast a lone dissenting vote, and they last May, the board, if you remember, they approved a letter that withdrew its previously stated opposition to the casino relocation and voted to support the plan. And so Jones brought it back because Kelstrom and Cry were not on the board then and wanted to, you know, see where they stood. Now, the Rancheria, as you know, doesn't have to pay taxes, doesn't have to pay TOT in any of this. And there is a fear. And then there's, there's the cost of bringing out law enforcement for this, too. Before the vote, Rancheria said it would pay the county $1.6 million in upfront property taxes, transient occupancy taxes for hotel stays at the casino, and $1 million each to police and fire services to help enforcement at the new casino. Now, as we all know, though, as we, you know, Tracy Edwards was on yesterday, and as we all know anyway, is that it's not up to the county, the city, or the state where that casino goes. It's up to the Department of Interior, specifically the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and they're going to have the final say. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got a suggestion to save the county that half a million or whatever that $1 million is.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of money.
Get rid of all the voting machines and just go back to paper ballots. And that way we won't have to – we'll get rid of these machines. We won't have to pay that $1 million for the new machines. And the
I think, you know, I think personally that people, you know, unless you have a you know, an infirmity or you're deployed or something like that, that people should vote in person. However, the county of Shasta has been voting by mail for years, decades, and something like 68% of people vote, and there's never been a question. They vote by mail. There's never been a question. But I think that they can't do that because of the state law that says that they have to, you know, when they put out, they mail out all the ballots and all that.
Well, that's another good reason to get rid of the state law. This could become the state of Jefferson, and then we could delete all that stuff and save ourselves some money, and we wouldn't have to have bad roads, and we'd get somebody in the law enforcement that would have to go according to the Constitution. So that's another suggestion. So anyhow, I thank you for your show. I like it.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for listening. Okay, hey, we got to take a break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business 15 years, helping move people's dreams forward. They are a local bank. They truly are a local bank when you talk about it. A local board of directors started in this area. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. We do our business at we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're very pleased. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Prepare for a full night of laughter with actor and comedian Whitney Cummings at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, March 17th. Whitney Cummings is hailed as the reigning queen of American stand-up and best known for co-creating the Emmy-nominated series Two Broke Girls. Come join us in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for this night full of jokes and good times that you won't want to miss. Tickets for this event start at just $50. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bond. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our area just the very best in service for over 30 years. Yeah, Doug Tooley. I know Doug Tooley. I know him really well. He's a stand-up guy. It's a better-known business. He's got lots of deals down there for people that are interested in using Dish. Don't call the 800 number. You see it advertised, oh, call 800. No, no. Call our local guy for great service and somebody that takes care of you and treats you like a friend. Give him a call at 530-241-3474, 530-241-3474, BNT Satellite. Okay, what other things are going on in our world? You came in and talked, Liam, about the green meteor shower and eclipses and other things that are happening. A lot of times when they say, you know, the meteors are coming into the Earth's atmosphere, a lot of times it's because the Earth's moving all the time.
Yeah.
We go in through their debris fields, mm-hmm. and that's where you can see the meteors. It's cool seeing it, though.
It is.
You know, the, quote, falling star. I like that. The San Diego. You got to love San Diego. I lived in San Diego for years, around San Diego, and in downtown San Diego for a while. And it, of course, has changed a lot. And it used to be that, I mean, the climate is just wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Lived on my boat in the Chula Vista Marina. I just loved it. But they have, this is the latest. When you drive your car, you pay your road taxes.
Yeah.
Pay your gas taxes. Other taxes have to do with that, driving your car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the San Diego County's Regional Transportation Agency, SANDAG, latest transportation plan designed to make driving so expensive, it's going to force people into public transportation. In addition to the current gas tax and registration fees, they plan to add 3 new half-cent sales tax increases over 800 miles of the San Diego Freeway will be converted to toll lanes and a mileage tax for every mile driven to pay for the $165 billion mass transit plan. And they refuse to build any road improvements promised in the last plan, will continue to tax until 2048 to pay for them. Charging fees for the transportation infrastructure that people use, for example, charging users for each mile they drive on the highway, can change travel behavior. So they make it so hard that people want to use, you know, that will force them into mass transit,
yeah.
which is only 3% of the people use. Now, who's this going to impact on? It's not going to impact on people who get their gas paid for free by, you know, a lot of county and city officials mm-hmm. or in state. Who they're punishing is the lowest income earners, the ones that have to drive back and forth to jobs. The math is simple. Those who earn less will pay higher percentage of their income to get to where they need to go. And in this article, it talks about government agendas being used to change behavior by taxing us into fixed rail trains and buses instead of changing behavior. Government entities should incentivize technology and innovation. True. So if this thing passes, and if you've been to San Diego lately, and it's been a few years since I've been there, but the freeways were crowded. The toll lanes not used that much. And, you know, if anything, they should be encouraging ride sharing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, in Washington, D.C., I'll tell you, the swamp, they have such a great plan. And what it's called is, what are they called, slugs? The slug system? The people in, you know, outside of the D.C. area that live out in Franklin, Fredericksburg, Fredericksburg, Quantico, all these surrounding areas. Yeah. People as they're driving in, they've got two high speed, or they have high occupancy lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And the police are in, you know, they are in there enforcing. So people come into these different spots, and they're kind of official, and you'll see Pentagon, Congress, you know, different places in D.C., and people will line up there, and people will, you know, wheel in with their car. They'll load up their car, and off they go.
Yeah.
It works, and it works really wonderfully. Well, the city and the state said, well, maybe we should regulate this. No! I mean, the uproar was, and it's working. And it's the same thing coming out, like at the Pentagon and other places. You wheel up to this place and, you know, Fredericksburg, wherever they're heading to.
Yeah.
People hop in the car, they get in the high occupancy lanes, they're gone.
Yeah.
If you do nothing else, if you could encourage things like that, you could probably take 10% of the cars off easily. Off the freeways. But see, that is something that doesn't cost anything. The city and state can't get anything out of it. And they don't really like it, but it works back in D.C. I've seen it work.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through there and picked up people and dropped them off in, downtown D.C. or, you know, spots where people go. And then they can catch the subways.
Yeah.
Because they have a mass transit system that works with their underground. Mm-hmm. And I was living in, Alexandria, catch a bus that came through, takes me down to the Pentagon where I would hop on a subway or their underground tube and would take me to where I was going to at another base. It worked perfectly every day.
Well, last time I was in LA, we were driving on I-5, like north, headed to like downtown LA. And we see on Google Maps, there's like 3 hours of traffic in front of us. But there were five of us in the car. So we took the rideshare carpool lane, and we passed like 3 hours worth of traffic in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's
equivalent to a lane splitting on a motorcycle going up over the grapevine on a Friday. I mean, I passed thousands of cars splitting lanes. Of course, for every car I pass, I think it takes a second off my life. I just thoroughly, thoroughly disagree with this, to be doing things like that. Because it doesn't hurt rich people. They're going to continue to drive. But think of the working class that are having to drive back and forth. Now, not only are they paying, because they probably, you know, if you're working with a truck, you're paying, you know, buku dollars for that, and then now you're going to have to pay a mileage fee, and you're going to have to get on toll roads. It's just stupid. But, hey, let's just force people's behavior by just taking their money. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
pets. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
One Safe Place and Golden Valley Bank present The After Party, the first annual One Safe Place Crab Feed After Party, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairground, with doors opening at 7:30, featuring the music of the Lance Michael Cornwall Band, so bring your dancing shoes. Proceeds from this after party help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets available at theafterparty2023.eventbrite.com. The After Party, February 4th, Shasta District Fairgrounds. Doors open at 7, 21 and up. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit theafterparty2023.eventbrite.com.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
from the family of Trendies, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Today, the 25th of January, 2023, 7:35 in the morning. And it's, gosh, what, about 52 degrees. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been at it couple of decades. He's gone through a number of schools, but he really, really cares about the safety of your family and of you. A small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix it. That small chip can go into a crack instantly, as we all know. So, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, they're the ones to go to get your windshield repair for a free inspection and analysis. Stop by 3208 South Market Street or call 241-8373 for an appointment today. Liam, could you close the door in here?
Yeah.
Please. I opened it up and, no, I shouldn't have. Now, we've talked about this land out there off of Lake Boulevard. And they've been working with this guy for a year to try and get him to clean it up. They, you know, it's just a mess. He's based out of, Morgan Hill and, it's called Sundial Villas LLC, located in Morgan Hill. And the guy that, owns this is Alan Ansari. He, as Peter of Figueroa of the Administrative Hearings Board said, you're not by yourself. You're not unique. There's a lot of absentee landlords that let their land be turned into a garbage dump and a place where there's fires going and all of these things. But it doesn't, you know, but you have had a year to clean it up. No longer. He's had another 30 days to clean up the property. And, so he has until March 23rd to come into compliance. Otherwise, fines of $100 a day up to a minimum or maximum of $100,000 will be assessed. Now, I'm thinking that he could probably get it cleaned up for, well, I don't know, who knows, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Let's just say $10,000. Have people go in there, clean it up. But here's the problem with it. In good faith, he cleans it up. He should have done it before, but now he is. So he cleans it up. It's spotless. Mm-hmm. Nobody's in there. A week later.
Oh yeah.
The first camp's back. 2 weeks later, it's grown. 3 weeks later. So, does he have to provide security on that? He said, look, I clean it up, but you guys aren't keeping them out of there. They're trespassing.
Yeah.
They're trespassing on my property. They're leaving it a mess. They're causing fire danger. I can't afford to spend thousands of dollars every few months cleaning up a mess that you all have allowed to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, with all this money that's coming into Reading, why, it seems like, you know, the park rangers, even though, see, this is private land. But I think if the owner of a land gives the city permission, feel free, please come through, sweep my property.
Yeah.
You know, come through there every month and chase people out of there. Anyway, he's had a year to do it, and he's ignored it. Now, hopefully, they've got his attention, but that's not going to stop the problem.
No.
Yeah. We talked about that Reading store clerk that got into the fight and beat this guy up at the convenience store, and he's being charged with murder on this. And as Nick called in the other day, he's got a long record. Not the guy that got killed, but the guy working in the store. Now, this is for something to make you feel better. Have you ever been to Europe, Liam?
No.
Okay, but you will be.
I hope so.
Oh, you will be. And you'll have a great time. I wouldn't go to Ukraine.
No, not right now. I
wouldn't go to Serbia. Serbia is not a, you know, not a destination point. Perhaps Croatia, though.
Okay.
And, of course, Italy. Everybody goes there. They got to go in all those.
Yeah.
But the European Union has given the green light for two or more species of insects to be used as food for humans. A powdered form of the house cricket will be given the green light for human consumption within the European Union. And this is soon to be followed by further approval for the sale and consumption of the larval form of the lesser mealworm.
I wouldn't eat a mealworm, but I have eaten a cricket.
Yeah, crickets. You know.
They're kind of good.
Well, you see, they're going to be a green light for human consumption in frozen, paste, dried, or powder forms. It represents the latest push by the European Union to normalize the consumption of bugs through legislation. A lot of people are pushing insects as a food item for both economic and environmental reasons. The consumers decide whether they want to eat insects or not, but it is an alternate source of protein. And we've been taught in survival classes that insects are a good form of protein. Now, some people are trying to snort them, I'm sure, or smoke them, but I don't think you'll get the same high there. Now, the Dutch children fed mealworms at school as a meat alternative.
I can imagine you taking crickets or mealworms and like grinding them up,
sure,
and putting them in bread, or
it'd like be kind of like a soy powder,
or like throw them in a salad, sprinkle them, you know.
Well, I'm not sure if I'd like to have the Cobb salad, and it's would that be with croutons or crickets?
I'll get the
crickets. They just kind of itch when they swallow them. The little legs going down my throat. But I think that what they do is they grind them up.
Yeah.
Now, I saw an article that in the United States we're eating insects.
Oh yeah,
by accident.
Your peanut butter has it.
Oh well, I.
Yeah.
Okay, explain that one.
They get ground up in the peanut butter.
Oh, yes.
Like we all know this.
Yeah, because you know they come out of fields and everything. That there's lots of bugs in our food that we eat already, just because they can't keep them out when you're making cereals and all these kind of things. I can imagine you are. I mean, and you've probably been doing it for a century.
The government's official defect levels handbook notes an allowed ratio of 30 insect fragments per 100 grams of peanut butter. That's what's allowed. That's not maybe the average, but I mean, that's
up,
a lot.
Up to. Do you eat peanut butter?
I do. Sometimes I'll take a spoonful and then I'll make a little well and put honey in it.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. So, no, I eat peanut butter.
Peanut butter's great.
And I have no problem. I know I've eaten insects. I've eaten insects on purpose.
Yeah.
But I mean, in the food. But I don't think this is a bad idea. No. I mean, I think they're easily raised. I think, you know, if you say, okay, we're going to have, I'm going to start a cricket farm.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace on 1 acre and far away from people because they're going to be noisy. Put them in a building and you raise crickets and you raise them humanely. I don't know what humanely is for crickets. You give them so much room to jump around.
Just wait till PETA gets a hold of this.
Oh man, but you know, you put like 1,000 of them in a cage and they bounce around and they, you feed them and they're happy and then you harvest them and grind them up, you know, in a FDA or a F. Approved grinding machine, and then you're offering up thousands of pounds of protein at a much lower price.
Yeah. Yeah. I support it.
You know, the thing is, you know, you have to, I don't know if you have to prove that they're yours. It'd be kind of hard to, you know, brand little crickets or mealworms, but I can see this happening.
Yep.
Yeah. I do not have a problem with this. I have a problem if it's done to me, however, without telling me.
You're like forced to eat crickets?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that you order something and in the chili is, or something that's ground beef that, you know, a third of the ground beef is cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Okay. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. And Four Winds Jewelry is a locally owned store, but they have been around for well over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, Rebecca and Henry are just wonderful people down there. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They got Jim, who repairs watches. You can probably build watches there if you wanted to. Super selection of jewelry, outstanding prices. I can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry. That's why I go and shop. And Linda is always happy when I appear at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You know, this is a happy ad because they're such nice people and they do good work down there. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Change.
One Safe Place in Golden Valley Bank presents The After Party, the first annual One Safe Place Crab Feed After Party, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairground, with doors opening at 7:30, featuring the music of the Lance Michael Cornwall Band. So bring your dancing shoes. Proceeds from this after party help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets available at theafterparty2023.eventbrite.com. The After Party, February 4th, Shasta District Fairgrounds. Doors open at 7, 21 and up. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit theafterparty2023.eventbrite.com.
Hello, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. It is the 25th of January, 7:49 in the morning, 50 degrees, clear. It's going to be beautiful, though I'm hoping that this is true, that Sunday we may be getting some rain. And, you know, as much rain as we've had, now we've had like 10 days to go sunshine, dry some of it off, let it all soak in. We need another week, 2 weeks of good rain and heavy snowpack. So, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for veterans, seniors, veteran-owned business, 530-365-3793. You know, my last comment on the eating the bugs is that, they had that world forums, the mm-hmm. COP27. They ate gourmet selection of meat, fish, and dairy. They all had, like, you know, the filet of beef, the salmon, you know, all this stuff. At the same time, they were pushing insects for the proletariat, the prolies. I'm just reading this news article here.
Yeah.
Yes. I want you to drive on toll roads. I don't care. I make my mind. You know, speaking of which, moving the state of California wanting to tax people who have left California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's been introduced, and of course, in the California legislature. The more I read about this, the crazier it sounds. See, we fought a revolution over taxation without representation.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this had been settled at one time when they were trying to tax people who left the state was, well, how can you tax me? I don't live there. I don't take any of the, I don't drive on your roads.
Yeah.
I don't breathe your air. I don't drink your water. How can you tax me? And I don't have a say about any of this.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was put to rest. Well, obviously, they're doing this in a new way. And California, being as wacky as we are, aren't the only ones. It's like 8 other states. But what do all the states have in common? New York. You know, they're the ones that are losing population already. You know, and their high taxes are pushing people out of their state.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, for Texas and Tennessee and other states, this is kind of like a, hey, come to Texas type of advertisement form. But they're calling it international. They're saying, oh, no, this is international. You've made your money in the international world, and we're part of the international world, so we can tax you for that. Well, if that's the case, why can't Albania tax?
Yeah.
You're making money out of us, so we should be able to tax you.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the goods and services.
Well, not
for the goods and services, but for wealth that you've accumulated. They want to keep on a 1.5. And the only thing this is going to do is drive more rich people out of California.
We're just moneymakers for the government, and the reality is that's how we're,
all we. We are the fatted calf.
Yeah,
and it's one thing to have 1,000 mosquitoes sucking off you.
Yeah.
But when you get 1 million mosquitoes.
Yeah.
In Alaska, where they have, you talk about mosquitoes in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't go there, Liam. You weigh what?
135. Mosquitoes eat me up.
They would carry you away. They would carry you away to the woods and hope to hide you before the bigger ones got to you.
Blood.
Anyway, there'll be animals out there that the mosquitoes they're wasting away because the mosquitoes just will suck them dry. Electric cars. It saves us money, right? You're only paying $1.15 a gallon,
mm-hmm.
or equivalent of that. In United Kingdom, Brits pay more to charge an electric car than they do for gas. The rapid change points used by motorists topping up on long drives are nearly 10 pounds, 10 pounds more expensive than filling up a car with petrol.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I saw something yesterday on nuclear on nuclear plants. There is one out of Washington State that has passed all of the hoops from the regulatory commissions yes. to start building. My friends, nuclear energy is the future.
Well, I saw this company, and so the systems in a nuclear power plant and a coal-fired power plant, like, are very similar, right? Mm-hmm. You're combusting things and you're yeah, turning water to steam.
Right.
Right. And so there's this company that just came out, and I read an article about it the other day. This company believes that they can take unused or, like, closing coal power plants and uh-huh. rework them into nuclear power plants.
Whoa.
So I don't remember the name of the company, but I know that they were looking into doing that.
Well, yeah. I mean, what you're trying to do is you're using energy to form the steam to run yeah. the turbines and all that.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it, this is not the only company. There's like six or seven companies that mm-hmm. are all pushing forward that these are small plants yeah. that can provide, you know, one plant can provide all the energy for Redding easily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you put another one in there probably for all Shasta County. If you've already got the transmission lines. So now you just have to hook in the power source to them. And they, you know, in the regulatory commissions, you know, I mean, they've got all the containment and what they do. And, mm-hmm. you know, the whole thing has been on nuclear power, though, is that you need water for the cooling.
Yeah.
So I didn't read that part, but I'm researching it now to get more information. But wind and solar is not gonna do it.
No.
They don't count in California for some reason, as we all know, hydroelectric doesn't count as a renewable asset. We need about 50, 60 more cogen plants, which we could run without a problem by clearing out yep. all, not cutting down all the trees, no, but just by clearing out old trees, trees have been caught in fires, all the biomass, all of that could provide electricity. We mm-hmm. cannot rely on wind and solar. It rained for 2 weeks here. Any solar work? I look at my little lamps outside on my sidewalk. They're solar.
Yeah.
They weren't on for 10 days because there was no, you know, there were, you know, the clouds and the rain. They just don't come on. And they don't need a lot of solar energy to come on at night. So I would hope. I even see environmental groups talking about the joys of nuclear energy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're really going to take a look at doing away with carbon-based fuels, you've got to put everything on the table.
Yeah.
You cannot just say, you know, take a look at a movie, China Syndrome,
yeah.
and take a look at what the Japanese did and the mistakes they made and the Russians at Chernobyl. We had an incident at Three Mile Island. Nobody died.
Mm-hmm.
It was fully contained. And even Newsom, when he kept the Diablo nuclear generator online, because if they'd taken it offline when they were supposed to, we would have lost something like 18% of the power.
That's crazy.
I know. Well, what can I say?
We only need, what, like 4 or 5 of those in California to cover our...
Oh, no, I think we... Depends. If they're small, they can, you know, they generate smaller amounts.
Yeah. Well, if they're like the El Diablo one.
Well, yeah. But, you know, I see where you could have something like Sacramento.
Yeah.
Has 2.
Yeah.
And, you know, that would work.
Yeah.
And, you know, would take care of all of that.
Yeah.
The question is the... you know, is society ready for it? And I think your age group is ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe a little bit younger or older. Okay. Hey, when we come back at 8:05, we're going to have Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, is scheduled to be with us. And I talked to her assistant, and she was, you know, saying that Stephanie's going to be here. We want to catch up on what's happening with the district attorney, with the new courthouse. What's that mean? And so you can hear from the expert on the fact is that we've got a new courthouse, but if we don't have judges, the impact that's going to have. The fact that they made changes on how big the holding cells are, and maybe other technology changes that'll make things easier for everybody. And the state of the district attorney's office here in Shasta County. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The same storm system that lashed parts of the south with destructive winds, even some tornadoes, is expected to bring heavy snow to the Midwest and many points east.
We have currently 20.6 million people under winter storm warning.
Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service.
We do look for, 6 to 12, possibly more accumulations stretching from northern portions of the Ohio Valley into southern Michigan, as well into the upstate New York and northern New England.
A vigil's been held in a Los Angeles area community grieving the loss of 11 people killed in a mass shooting last weekend.
Monterey Park City Clerk Michelle Yee says the community will not be defined by the heinous act of one person.
We are strong. We are resilient. We will heal. And we'll rise again.
Six women and five men were killed in the shooting at the Star Ballroom. They all ranged in age from 57 to 76 and had gathered to celebrate the Lunar New Year. I'm Donna Warder.
Schiff and Swalwell are out. True to his word, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has formally barred Democrats Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. The House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries nominated the two Democrats for the panel despite McCarthy's repeated pledge to give them the boot. In a letter to Jeffries, McCarthy writes that integrity matters more than previous years of service on the Intel Committee. Growing concern over the handling of sensitive government documents following word that some classified documents turned up at the Indiana home of former Vice President Pence. His lawyers say Pence willingly turned the materials over to authorities. A sell-off this morning on Wall Street, the Dow down 372 points, the NASDAQ is off 216 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way to protect your retirement. I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz confirms his government will supply tanks to Ukraine.
The long-awaited decision comes after U.S. officials said on Tuesday that a preliminary agreement has been struck for the U.S. to send M1 Abrams tanks to help keep pushback Russian forces entrenched in East Ukraine. Scholz had insisted that any move to provide Ukraine with powerful Leopard 2 tanks would need to be closely coordinated with Germany's allies, chiefly Washington. By getting the Biden administration to commit some of its own tanks, Berlin hopes to spread the risk of any backlash from Russia. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Hundreds of protesters have rallied near the central bank in Iraq's capital, Baghdad, angered by the recent devaluation of the Iraqi currency, demanding the government take action to stabilize the currency. The protesters, mainly young people, rallied amid a heavy security presence. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Tesla CEO spent several hours on the stand on day three of testimony in a lawsuit by investors in the EV manufacturer.
Elon Musk told jurors hearing the class action lawsuit that he did not mislead Tesla shareholders about obtaining financing in an aborted buyout. The billionaire insisted that he could have pulled off the deal had he wanted. His lawyer sought to portray Musk as a trustworthy business leader capable of raising as much money as needed to pursue his visions. But the defense must overcome a ruling by the presiding judge that Musk's 2018 tweets about securing financing for Tesla buyout were false. Hi, Norman Hall.
Microsoft says it's investigating problems with its online services, including its Teams messaging platform and Outlook email system, after users around the world reported outages. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 371 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 25th of January, 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center on the cutting edge of new medical technology and becoming a teaching hospital this year. Bringing in residents from all over. Liam's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what's the weather look like for this week?
Yes, so we're going to have a high of 64 today and a low of 45 tonight. We're going to be in the mid to high 60s through Friday, and then we're going to be in the mid to low 50s Saturday and Sunday. Our evenings are all going to be in the low 40s, high 30s, and we have a chance of rain on Sunday, so that's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Clear skies.
Yeah, we have 10 days of decent weather, of clear weather, so water can soak in and start to dry up in pools and the vernal pools that are out there. Probably they'll find some kind of endangered fish in the in our training ring at the stable, so we'll have to keep water in there. And then maybe some more rain, some more rain to totally fill up the lake and give us a snowpack that will last us all through the summer.
Well, California has the biggest snowpack in the world in places.
Really?
In our ranges right now, yeah.
Well, good. We need more.
We do.
8:06 in the morning, and the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers like friends. All the propane comes out of the same tanks. And so then it comes down to customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane has a wonderful customer service. So many things they offer for their customers. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning. The new county courthouse. It looks like it's getting closer.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely looking nice. It is getting closer. My understanding, though, is it's still not slated to open until closer to the end of summer or fall.
Okay. Well, they're on the inside now working.
Yeah.
You can't tell what they're doing if they're taking naps or whatever.
Well.
Yes, but it's like in the Dirty Dozen when Donald Sutherland was inspecting the troops. Very pretty, Colonel, but will they fight? Is it going to work, the new county courthouse?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of good new things about it. It's going to be a lot newer. I mean, our courthouse that we're in right now is very, very old. It appears that the courtrooms are going to be bigger, which is good because it's always better to be able to fit more people into them. And the technology should be better. I mean, right now, when we have to put on, show a video or whatnot, we're hauling TVs over there and trying to make stuff work. So there's going to be a lot of new things that are going to be nice. It would just be nice if we had a lot more judicial positions, more judges that were granted to our county by the governor so that we could make use of having a bigger courtroom.
Well, courthouse. From what I understand is that we're three short. Is that still true?
See, I've always heard it was no, they always like to do fractions of numbers when we're talking about people, but it's like something like 4.75 or something.
Oh, okay.
Like
so
that.
Let's just say four.
Yeah, four people.
But
four
so judges. We're four judges short then.
But what that is allocated, that's allocating new positions. We're actually down two judges from two judges retiring.
Okay. So
really functionally down six. Right
six.
Now,
so. And the only thing holding it up is Governor Newsom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appointing judges for up here.
Yeah. Right now, with the two open positions, that's what he needs to do. He needs to
appoint. And how long have they been? How long have they been open?
Both of them opened up in 2022. Yeah. But there's, you know, I mean, there's established.
There must be a lot of people. Now, those can be people from here, right? That
oh,
they
correct.
Appoint.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you know, you have to be an attorney. You have to practice for at least 10 years. And then go through the entire. I mean, it's quite a lengthy, not only application process but interview process. And you know, I've known a lot of people who have gone through it. So, but they do have you know established lists and people who are applying. So if the governor chose to appoint new judges, he could get that done. I'm not sure we're at the top of his priority list.
I know this is, and I don't want to sound flippant, but there used to be a TV show called Night Court, which everybody,
yeah,
you know. That judge in a night court at a city thing like that, I mean, are they appointed by the governor or is that something a city or a...
The TV show, Night
yeah,
Court?
Yeah. I mean, because the judge. I mean, we don't have things. You don't have things like that. All of the courts are come under the DA.
Not under the DA.
Well, okay.
Courts are state.
State. Right.
Yeah. No, we don't. I mean, we don't have any type of a night court here for sure. I couldn't speak for all the other counties. I'm not aware of any that do night court, but I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, the premise was good.
Yeah,
and they just brought it back again. So
I think those all just waive their rights to have everything. They want to go on TV and have their case be heard.
We have a longtime listener, and this is like his third time. He's called in, Liam.
Is Judge Judy a real judge? Or is it all show? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure those judges have been real judges, but I don't watch them, so I don't know. I don't know.
I can't. Yeah.
You know how Judge Judy? You know how much money she makes off that show?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, she's into the tens of millions of dollars.
I'll have to look that up because I actually don't know. I don't think I've ever watched a single episode of that. So.
Okay, that has nothing to do with real life.
no, it doesn't.
But I understand if you're in front of Judge Judy that whatever's trying to be settled, it's paid. You know, in other words, even if you win the case, the other person gets paid anywhere for that's their appearance fee or something.
Oh, both sides
are taken care of. But going back to the shortage of judges, impact.
Well, it has a big impact. I mean, just this week we've got multiple cases that need to go out. You know, one being a homicide trial, and when you don't have the amount of judges you need for a certain county, things get continued. Things get pushed out a lot further than they need to be.
And I just saw that you have one gentleman just got charged with murder in that assault up there on Lake Street. Mm-hmm. And then somebody called in and said, this guy's got a long record. Mm. The one that did
the convenience store.
The convenience store that the guy that did the assault has a long record. Mm-hmm. And would have probably been one of those three strikes. Or not. I mean, I don't know about that.
I would have to look to see if he had strikes. I know we filed the case, but I'm not 100% certain on that right now.
Okay. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people, families, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993. If you're having problems with home insurance because you happen to live in a fire zone, even though this year we dodged the bullet, give Judy a call. If you need a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to the on-ramp. There, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical payment, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel while set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. The sailors pass the time away and talk about their.
Welcome home. Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. The Carl Mendebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. On the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, the only area hospital with a DaVinci Xi surgical robotic system, the hospital that can do the TAVR valve replacement, the new newest in technology is there. They are working right now to open up the hospital as a teaching hospital, bringing in residents from all over. And they'll be here for 3 years while they go through their residencies in internal medicine. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. There's a question about grand juries. And how they work, how does it tie into the DA, or does it?
Yeah, I mean, there's different paths in which it can tie in with my office. one of the ways that we can proactively use them is we can actually take cases in front of the grand jury for their determination of whether there's a crime, whether we should go forward and prosecute. That takes the place of what's called a preliminary hearing on a felony case. So you actually, if you take a case to a grand jury, and you get an indictment, they agree, then you skip forward past the preliminary hearing and you're just setting a trial. We have taken cases to the grand jury over the years. I've been with the office 20 years. I presented one to the grand jury many, 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 many years ago. And then since then, we've done maybe two or three others. So it's not something that's used very often by our office because we do present our cases in front of the court at in a preliminary hearing. But then the grand jury also on their own initiates investigations, and those can be just oversight investigations. It could be something that they think might be criminal. Typically, they are using county counsel for any type of advice. However, we also are advisors to them, so they can bring stuff to us and say, hey, this looks like this could be something. Is it criminal? Is it not? And we give advice on that, and they can do full investigations as well.
Well, you know, you see the if the rules are different in a grand jury than they are in a regular courtroom.
What do you mean?
Well, in the sense of that the grand jury, okay, you know, who is impaneled there, can ask questions to the person that's under investigation. And does are there lawyers allowed in there? Can the DA bring up things that would not be able to bring up in court?
No. So when we take a case before the grand jury, all the same laws apply. The same evidence code. Everything is going to apply. For example, when I did this, you put on witnesses, and then the grand jury has the ability to write down questions throughout the entire time, and they're passing questions up because I, as the prosecutor, have to act as the prosecutor, the defense, and the judge.
Right. So there's no lawyer for the accused in there.
Correct. No lawyer for the accused. No judge. So it is heavily scrutinized on the other side if you do get an indictment, because we couldn't go in there and just put on all of our favorable evidence and not put on what the defense would have put on had they been at the preliminary hearing. We have to make sure we do that.
Okay.
And then when the grand jurors are passing up questions, we have to make sure that we vet those on whether there's something that can be asked or not. So we tell them, we might not ask your question, because if that question was asked in court, a judge would not have allowed it. So we're acting in that role too.
Okay. So if I had a question, I would pass it to you as opposed to just asking.
Correct.
Because it may not be a proper question.
Correct.
Even though it's something that we want to know.
There's a lot of things we want to know when we're
in court. That has nothing to do with this case, Carl. So, I was just wondering about the cost of gas.
We got to follow the rules of the law, the evidence code, case law, all of that. So,
yeah, and I guess, you know, so many of us watch, quote, shows, you know, when they talk about the grand juries and impanelment. And I have not seen since I've lived here, but I don't follow the grand jury every day or anything, that it's been mainly their oversight that they get into. Now, they did get into with one of our supervisors saying that he had – you know, and they found that he had had misfeasance or whatever, less than malfeasance for something that he had done, according to the grand jury. And so, but it would be rare that you would bring a case in.
Well, I mean, I would hate to project the future. I can say it has been rare in the past because they haven't brought them to us for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
In the new courthouse, one of the ways that, you know, one of the things that the sheriff said is the holding cells have been reduced in size, which means more trips. But they said something about being able to do a video arraignment. So, what is that?
Yeah, so we did that during COVID when everything was locked down. And basically what it is you've got the defense attorney with their client in some location where they've got a video capabilities. In that situation, we were at our office. Judge was either in the courtroom or their chambers. I don't recall. I think they're actually in the courtroom. And then the whole procedure takes place right there virtually. So we are in talks and working on trying to see if that can be set up. And set up in a better way where we've got, you know, hardwired connections and stuff, so we're not using Wi-Fi or anything. So there's really good solid connections in order to do video arraignments, which would cut down on those in-custody transports from the jail.
Do you see that as a future?
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, I don't see how everything isn't moving more and more to virtual and electronic in the future.
Okay. Do you ever see a virtual trial?
Doing the entire thing on virtual?
Yeah, where, you know, the jury, you know, at first I thought, well, the jury could be, you know, at home watching this, but I thought, no, that's not going to work because there'd be a dog in front of the camera.
Yeah.
But, where it's, you know, where they're not having to move people, that everything is just done there. And maybe the jury is there in a place where there's a screen, but I don't know how that would cut down on anything except...
A lot of technology headaches. I mean, I see a lot of issues with that, for sure. I mean, because it's pretty strict when you have someone come in and they're serving on jury. I mean, they're not taking their cell phone back when they're deliberating. So if they're home, they've got computers, cell phones, their spouse, whoever's
their family.
Listening, going, oh, that doesn't sound right, you know.
That guy
sounds like he's lying.
You've got your whole family over here on the side going, you know, going thumbs up, thumbs down. You know, I mean, I can see that. Okay, I'm just thinking is technology is part of our lives. And, you know, what can be done in the system, you know, I think the video arrangements is just, I think that time has come. So you're not having to move people, take time, and do all this stuff, and you keep them in one spot.
Yeah.
So, and that just gets them arraigned.
Well, especially because that's typically such a very brief appearance. So the whole, you know, if it's going to take 1 to 2 hours to get these people processed through and on a bus and over there, and then they're in there for like their court appearance is like 2 minutes long. I mean, it's not great for the defendant as well, too. I mean, I guess unless they're wanting to get out and go through that process, but it really
take a little walk
going to disturb anyone's day to have to do all of that. So.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, that should be hopefully something that is up and running when the courthouse opens or sometime soon thereafter in order to cut down on that transportation.
So you've got then in the courtroom, you'll have in courtroom ability to do TV so people can see it on a large screen, any video evidence and all that.
I mean, that is certainly what we've asked, is that there be those better technology capabilities.
Okay.
And it's my understanding that that's what's going to be there.
All right. Yeah. We're here with Redding, Shasta County District Attorney. She's an equal opportunity prosecutor for anybody in Shasta County. And we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is where I've been going for... gosh, since I've lived here, never had a bad haircut there at Cypress Square Barbershop. How many people can say that? I can, and I can say it with pride. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so I work it on my schedule, and I go in there, get my haircut, and leave. I might just hang around and catch up on what's going on. You reach them at 530-244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
One Safe Place and Golden Valley Bank present The After Party, the first annual One Safe Place Crab Feed After Party, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, with doors opening at 7:30, featuring the music of the Lance Michael Cornwall Band, so bring your dancing shoes. Proceeds from this after party help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets available at theafterparty2023.eventbrite.com. The After Party, February 4th, Shasta District Fairgrounds, doors open at 7, 21 and up. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit theafterparty2023.eventbrite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die.
Welcome.
This will be the day that I die.
Cough, 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 cough. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBott. Today, Wednesday, the 25th of January, 8:32 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be beautiful all through this weekend, and hopefully there's a slight chance of rain on Wednesday. So, you know, not an inch of rain, but let's just get some rain coming in here next week again. The rest of it soaked in. It's time for another shower. I'm here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And Stephanie, the new jail has been approved. The location has been approved. And they're moving forward with it. If that jail opened next month, which of course it won't, what kind of impact is that going to have on, in your opinion, on the city and the district attorney's office?
Yeah, if that can open up and, you know, be a fully functioning jail, as you said, next month, I mean, it adds a lot of beds. It's I forget the exact number, but it's like 256 or 268,
something like that,
right around there. But that's going to have a huge impact. I mean, that's, you know, well over 200 people that we can't get to show up to court usually that is actually going to show up. And it can be very frustrating.
That's the biggest thing, right, that we have is, do you have just kind of a ballpark percentage of people who don't show up?
Yeah, so the last I heard for misdemeanor cases, and I would assume felony is pretty close to it, it was up to 70%.
70% of felony and misdemeanor cases just don't show up again. So they're walking the streets with an arrest warrant out for them.
And they're not just, you know, walking the street. They're committing more crimes. Yeah. And people get so frustrated, and I understand it when I see that in – you know, I hear about it in comments online or wherever it may be that, you know.
You go to a dinner party.
Why
is my house still getting broken into?
It's, why are you letting them out of jail? Yeah. Why are you letting them out? Why is the DA letting them out? And and I understand that frustration and maybe even that perception, but that's not how it works. Bail is something that is set by the judge. We're going to argue to keep people in, and the bail is ultimately decided by the judge. But then even outside of that, you could set bail at whatever you want, but if there's no room in the court, in the jail, they're going to release them no matter what, because they don't have room, and they have to keep in, you know, the murderers, the rapists, the child molesters, the, you know, the serious and violent
crime. Strong-armed
robbery,
yeah. People don't realize, and I've said this maybe not lately, but I sat down there with them one night and how they make that choice.
Yeah.
Do they turn loose the guy that's got six burglaries, or do they keep him, or do they keep the guy in the domestic violence case?
Yeah.
Well, that's easy. Yeah. You kick the guy who's going to come out there who doesn't cause physical harm to people, but just rips off people everywhere.
Yeah.
As opposed to somebody that causes harm.
And that's what's so frustrating to the community, because you see these people who, you know, they're being arrested for their 15th or 18th time for stealing a car, breaking into a business, or whatever it is, and those are impacting our community, our citizens. And you know, if they can't be kept in custody and they can't even make it to court, there isn't anything that can be done, unfortunately. So yes, the jail is the beginning in our community. We need to have a bigger custodial facility, because there's people that just are not going to follow the law unless there's some types of consequences, or you keep them incapable of committing more crimes because they're in custody. And, you know, a lot of it works both ways, too, because if you can keep people in custody long enough, especially people who have drug addiction and stuff, a lot of times you can funnel them into programs where they can get clean and become a productive part of our community. So it's both ways. It's not about locking them all up all the time. It's about helping our community.
Everybody from Jones to Johnson believes that there's got to be a spot in the jail to start trying to get people off drugs and alcohol abuse.
100%.
I mean, they all agree on this, that we've got to do something. If we can move 5% of them, and people go, 5%? Yeah, but 5% are not a problem anymore.
Yeah, 5% actually would be a huge, I mean, it sounds like a small number.
But it's a huge number.
But, you know, 5% of several hundred people that could be in the jail, that's a good number. And then if you think each of those people is committing 10, 15, 20 crimes each, it actually is big, and hitting 5% at a time makes a difference. Well,
that would make a huge difference.
Makes a huge difference.
The only way you're going to do it is you need a hammer on them.
Yeah.
And the hammer is jail.
Yeah.
You've seen some states going to when we did it here during COVID, no bail.
Right. They tried to do that again this past legislative season, but it didn't make it through. They're going to keep pushing it. It's going to keep being brought back up until it either passes or, I don't know, somehow
there's
it gets off the
radar. Total regime change, which I don't think that's going to happen in the near future.
No, I mean, not in California, unfortunately. But
no bail, the impact that had. I remember you talking about it during the COVID crisis, contrived or whatever. But I have to say it. But when you don't put bail on people, there's nothing. I mean, you can't hold them. The judge, it's up to the judge to kick them loose.
Yeah, I mean, there are, even under most no bill, there are provisions for
keeping people
under, you know, determinations by judges. But it's certainly way more relaxed, and you have way more people who are not held in custody. And you're seeing that in other states that have no bail. Their crime is escalating way faster than even we see here in California. So if we were to go to something like that, that would be devastating for our state and our community.
It's unthinkable, yeah. But the unthinkable has been done in the state before.
Yeah. I'd say just about every year we get some new law that we're like, wow.
I got to ask this. It's 2023. It's January. Yeah. What new laws have come down that you just look at and you go, why?
Let me think of some off the top of my head.
I know that in the past, I'll give you a chance here to think about it.
Yeah.
I know in the past, there's been, you know, when they did, you know, when they lessened the time people stayed in jail on that three strikes, and they were turning out people that raped women, people that attacked cops. I mean, all these things, they were just turned loose back into the communities like that.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if they have, you know, if there's been any others that kind of, you know, you look at it and you go, this is not going to make us safer.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there have been, but
it's
right
okay.
At this moment, I'm not thinking of one, but as we're talking, I'm sure stuff is
going to go along.
I'm going to say, oh, yeah, there was this one.
The closing of the state prison at Susanville, I mean, which was a total surprise to even our representatives, the Dallies, on this. What kind of impact is that going to have? Any type of impact?
I mean, most prisons in the state of California, we have Shasta County prisoners at. So anytime you've got a prison that's going to close and you've got prisoners there, after the passage of Prop 57, the prisons really have almost a blank ticket to write credits for people to release them. And if they need to get people out of custody so that they can shut down a facility, you're going to see a lot more of leeway that Prop 57 gave them being used in order to get people out, get them back, which means they come back to our community.
So if they were put in prison in Shasta County, from Shasta County, they return them back to us?
Yeah, they return them back. I know that there's provisions where they can request to go to a different county if they've got family or whatever, or maybe victims have petitioned that they can't come back to our county. So there are different avenues, but the general rule is they're going to come back here.
And so what happens to them? Okay, they're released from prison. They come back to Shasta County. Do they have to check in with anybody? Or
depends on the crime. Depends on what their crimes are, because you know, we used to have any time a person would come out of prison, they'd be on parole. So now that's not the case. There's a very small amount of crimes that when you come out, the very top of the top violent and sexual crimes and stuff is going to go to parole. Pretty much everything else is going to go to our probation department, who – I mean, they've already got thousands of probationers, so now they're having to take on these people who have been in prison for 5-10 years and monitor them post-prison, which is not something that it was traditionally set up for, a local probation department.
Yeah, I thought probation was a lot different than it. I mean, it was the parole guys that could watch these, you know, could watch him, but now they've done away with a lot of the parole people.
I mean, it's interesting, you know, because there's so many people on probation or coming out of the prison systems that there's just not enough oversight of them to keep them in compliance with their terms. And they know that. And that's why, you know, that's never a good thing to have those prisons shut down and those people coming into our community. It's not the answer.
I don't think it's the answer. I don't think our community thinks it's the answer.
No.
I mean, the community is they've had it, you know, they've had it with the things that just keeps on happening. And, you know, if somebody was 16 arrest and he's still walking the street, or she is still walking the street because nothing has got him into that high enough rank. And then they don't show up anyway when they're arrested. You know, the policeman knows that he's arrested this person. He knows they didn't show up for arraignment. So now he finds him again, arrests him again. If you arrest him for not showing up, would that put him in jail?
It's the same.
Same thing.
So if you don't appear on a felony, you can get a felony failure to appear charge. But it's the same. It's nothing that's going to keep them in custody. And when we look at what we call AB 109 crimes, crimes that have to be served in our local jail as opposed to prison,
yeah,
failing to appear isn't going to all of a sudden make them go to state prison. It's not. They're going to continue to stay in our local jail. So, and they could fail to appear, you know, on every 20, if they have 20 cases every time it's set, and that's a failure to appear on each case. That would mean that my office would have to use legal support staff, attorney staff, legal process clerks, all the time, and the judge and everybody to file each and every single one of those failure to appear cases on them. And it's just, it is such a crushing impact on our office to even try to keep up with stuff like that, because there's not enough room in the jail. We don't have enough judges. That it just it really impacts the entire system. We need to find a way that we can work all together as partners to get a bigger jail, make sure that the resources are adequately staffed across the board so that this doesn't happen.
Okay. You know what? I think you have put into the words that so many of us feel, that I know it's the frustration level with the police, with the DA, probably with the county defenders and the judges, it's there. And yeah, that can be a real morale killer,
yeah,
too.
And we understand it. We have the same frustrations. We live in the community,
yeah,
too.
Well, that's what I mean, is the, yeah, frustrations that you all have.
Yeah.
Because you hear about it. You can't just walk away because you go to any place and somebody's going to mention it.
Yeah. I mean, we see it as citizens of the community. And then we hear the negative talk about law enforcement, my office, all of that. We're not doing enough, but yet we know that we are, but we can't. We're stopped at every turn because we don't have the judges. We don't have the bigger jail.
We don't have the personnel to run the jail. That's the other thing, too. That's another big thing that,
yeah,
people just need to really realize, is that we've got to find a way of we can have the greatest jail in the world. It could take 1,000 people. It could have the newest technology. If we don't have people pushing the buttons,
yeah,
we're still where we are. Okay. Okay. We're going to take a break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by House of Realty. House of Realty has only been in the business like 56, 57 years. And if you want somebody that's going to take care of your, either your sale or you're looking for a new place, go to House of Realty and the Middleton family there and all of their great agents. They're located at 1707 Placer Street right here in Reading. And you can give them a call at 530-241-8300. House of Realty. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey there, friends. this is RC from Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección No. 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Garland DeBott. Today, the 25th of January, 2023. Liam, you let January get away.
I did.
You know, I was giving you another chance this year. You let November just go in December. So I thought January you could slow it down, but
it's just moving so fast.
Oh, man.
I can't wrap my head around it.
I know. 8:50 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. It's going to go up 65 today. It's going to be one of those typical really beautiful days today. So enjoy it. See, tomorrow we have Trish Clark will be joining us. And gosh, I guess I'm going to have to figure out who our guests are. I know we've got two guests coming in tomorrow, and I should have checked that before I started talking about it. But today we have Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and you've got a couple events coming up.
So one, I wanted to make sure I let people know we've officially set our dates for our fraud prevention fair. This is something we've been doing for, I believe this is our fifth year. And it's going to be at
Mercy. It's a pretty cool event.
Yeah, it's a great event. This year it's going to be at Mercy Oaks, 100 Mercy Oaks Drive from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, you know, it's really, we try to bring in as many resources as we can, not only from local, but state resources. So it's all in one location. So you can really get your questions asked. Like you can come in there and say, I've got my checkbook stolen or whatever it was. Who do I need to go talk to find out what I can do and how I can be protected and how I can clean things up? And
phone calls, the scams are unbelievable. And even emails that even my mother-in-law, who is pretty sharp, ends up when like 3/4 through the phone call, she realizes, uh-oh. And she hung up, but they had all types of problems with credit cards and things after that for a few weeks.
Well, they're so believable, so convincing, these people who get on there and do those scams. So it's a great opportunity to come in, learn how to better protect yourself from, fraudulent business practices, scams. So many people are trusting or they believe that the person is who they say they are. So it's just a great opportunity to walk around, talk to all of them. We usually have some type of a speaker series. There's usually some type of good giveaways at each of the
booths. They have a bling bag. They have a swag bag that goes out.
You can get your swag bag and walk around and get your, you know, pens that don't smudge in the rain, so they're harder to have someone take your check and get rid of the ink, and you know, so there's all kinds of cool things that you can get from each of the booths that are designed to help you not be a victim or help give you the resources that you need. And this it's at Mercy Oaks, but it's open to the entire community to come out from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Swing by during your lunchtime.
Yeah.
Go by all the booths, get the resources. It's a great event.
It's education that prevents, that helps you prevent being taken advantage of on so many different levels. Yeah. And by the way, the Sheriff's Department will not call you at your home and tell you, since you missed jury duty, that they have an arrest warrant for you. But if you pay the fine of $500, and the way you do this, of course, is go down to your near 7-Eleven and get a card, then they will not come out and arrest you.
They're not going to do that.
No, they do not do that.
Or call you and tell you.
Yeah. You know, very few places call you and tell you. In fact, no place that I know of will call you and tell you to go down to the nearest and get a Visa MasterCard, put $500 on it, and give them the number. No, doesn't happen.
Well, definitely not any state or local government agency.
Yeah.
You know, so the feds
don't do that either.
No, yeah, you're not going to get the calls from DMV or, you know, any of them calling.
But I tell you what, they're very convincing. I have a friend who's very bright that he said, "We'll call back," and they called back, and Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah,
and but it was somebody else. They had two people working it.
Yeah, they can change their phone number, so when it calls you, it shows up and it says on it Sheriff's Office, or has their number. I mean, they can make it say whatever they want to say.
So, whatever they want to say.
You know, you can always hang up, do your own research, hop online, Google whether it be the Shasta County Sheriff's Office or
whatever
it may be, and then call that number directly. Don't call what they gave you.
Yeah. By the way, you can't be arrested for not showing up for jury duty, can you? Or can you?
Well, I'm not going to speak for the courts, but it's definitely not a good thing to not show up. And the court does at times go and issue order to show cause and bring people in, and they have a various level of sanctions. I would assume up to and including the ability to make them spend some time in jail, but I don't know if that's ever
been. I don't think it happens over the phone like that, though.
No. I don't think that's ever been used. I assume it's going to be a letter notification that goes out that says you had jury duty on this day, show up here to find out about it, but they're not going to call you and say, "You didn't show up yesterday. Unless you give us this card, we're going to put you in jail."
I have never, ever. I get my jury duty notice. Mm-hmm. I'm usually in that last group somehow, but Linda's, gotten it one time. But I wouldn't mind being on jury. Wouldn't mind at all. But I got a feeling, would I be accepted on jury duty?
I'd take you, Carl.
I know you would, but would the defense automatically disqualify me?
I don't. They
because
might.
I know police because y'all have been on the show and all that.
Yeah, they might. Because they're going to ask you, do you have any friends in law enforcement? Do you have any interactions with law enforcement? What do you, they're going to ask all of those questions.
Yeah.
There's a high likelihood you probably wouldn't be kept.
Oh, gee. Oh,
well. Sorry,
I would
Carl.
At least like to get into, the questioning side of it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe next time.
Maybe we will.
What else do you have?
Well, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that January is Human Trafficking Awareness and Prevention Month. So we try to make sure we do some awareness of that in different work throughout the community, because it is something that is occurring in every community. And to make sure that if you see something, make sure you report it. It's not just sex trafficking, it's labor trafficking. It's a horrible crime, and we want to make sure that we take this month to make sure that people are aware that that is occurring in our community. And if there's anything you can do to help be part of the solution, to please do, because too often people don't want to get involved. And you really need to get involved in order to stop crimes like that.
We had a case here a few years ago where somebody got involved.
They did.
And
yeah.
The girl was rescued, and the her two pimps, or whatever you want to call them, were arrested.
Yeah, went to jail for a very, very long time. And that was because of communities. They did something. They saw, they saw this girl run out of a house, and they reported it, and she was found, and it led to this entire case breaking open, and these two people going to prison for a very long time.
Well,
had that person not said something,
They would have brought her back in, beat her a little bit. And
right. How many more people would continue to be victimized? It's just it's a horrible situation. So,
it is.
Also, January is Stalking Awareness and Prevention Month, so kind of got both of those going in the same month.
And stalking, stalking is, as we saw up in Idaho, mm-hmm. in the murder, guy was stalking them.
Yeah.
And it led to the murder of those four students.
Yeah, it's that,
among other things, I'm sure.
Sure, that is it's a very serious and very scary crime, because I know years ago it was a type of crime that I had a high. What are you doing? Had a high.
I just need the fraud thing.
Oh, my fresh wire.
Yeah, because somebody just called in for the date. It's going to be March 8th at Mercy Oaks from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And March 8th, and I'll keep this and talk about it.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry I had to cut you off, because
we have
run out of time.
That's all right.
Stephanie, thank you so much for what you do for our community and for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down.